Governor Chris Christie is proposing a makeover of New Jersey's higher education system that would move the state-run medical school out of Newark and merge Rutgers-Camden with Rowan University. The announcement of a Rutgers-Rowan merger has put the spotlight on a South Jersey institution that many residents didn't even know was a state school. The faculty, students, and alumni at Rutgers-Camden aren't so much opposed to joining Rowan, but they want to retain the Rutgers name. And as Nancy Solomon of New Jersey Public Radio reports, that's something Rowan University can't give up.
A lot of people are attached to the name of Rowan University. And not surprisingly, chief among them is Henry Rowan.
I'd rather that didn't happen.
In 1992, he gave $100 million to Glassboro State College, the largest single private gift to a university in American history at the time. The school changed its name, but remains a state school. Rowan is 86 and made his millions from Inductotherm Industries, which he started in his garage and grew into the world's largest maker of induction heating and melting equipment for both industrial and military uses. Rowan says changing the name would be a betrayal of what he was promised.
We started some years ago to form and support the Rowan name for education, and I'm not anxious to change it.
Rowan lives in a bucolic area of Pennsylvania, about 30 minutes west of Trenton. His house is large, but there's little sign it's the home of someone who could afford to give away $100 million. The money transformed Glassboro State, and Rowan's vision of establishing a top-notch engineering school has come to pass. Joe Cardona, spokesman for Rowan University, says a merger with Rutgers-Camden would take the school to the next level by capitalizing on pockets of excellence in both institutions. Keeping the Rowan name isn't just about honoring the gift. Cardona says it's also about keeping independent control and not being dominated by the central campus of Rutgers in New Brunswick.
We see the problems that lie right now with that relationship between Rutgers-Camden and Rutgers, New Brunswick, and Rutgers-Newark. We see that there are flaws in that. And us depending in South Jersey on North Jersey institutions to invest in South Jersey.
Cardona says the merger would also keep more students in state and contribute to economic growth in South Jersey. It's needed, he says, because the region has the lowest average of residents with college degrees in the state, lower average incomes, and more land to draw economic development. But Joni Finney, who directs a research institute on higher education at the University of Pennsylvania, says the merger is less about serving the needs of students and more about political deal-making.
That's how this whole thing got started, a deal between a powerful Democrat in the state and a Republican governor. And I think the state needs to step back from this and really look at what does New Jersey need from its higher education system.
In an interview with Newsworks, a project of WHYY, Finney said the merger is part of a deal struck by Governor Christie and George Norcross, a Democratic power broker who sits on the board of Cooper University Hospital. The medical center was turned down by Rutgers to create a medical school there. Then Rowan University stepped in and will open one with the hospital in September. Now, if Rowan were to join forces with Rutgers-Camden, South Jersey would be on the way to having a top-notch research university. Ray Solomon, dean of the law school at Rutgers-Camden, says most people on campus don't mind the merger plan, but they want to keep the Rutgers name.
We would not be as strong as we are now. We recruit nationally now, and we would not be in a position to do that as well, at least not for the, short run.
Governor Christie is pushing to get the entire reorganization plan approved by the legislature by July. And he has successfully split the Democratic majority in the legislature because South Jersey Democrats support the Rutgers-Rowan merger. And that might be all the governor needs to push his plan through. Critics say Christie hasn't provided enough details about what the reorganization would cost. And Rowan's benefactor, Henry Rowan, isn't concerned about expanding the school.
I don't really care whether they do or not. I think it'd make a somewhat more powerful college, but I don't think that's necessary to have good education.
But Rowan's sole concern, improving higher education, is not the only variable in what has quickly become a tug of war over how to reorganize a venerable state college system. For WNYC, I'm Nancy Solomon.